This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here is print editor Eleanor Marshall on toxic masculinity.
Let's get one thing straight. The term toxic masculinity doesn't imply that men are evil. Far from that. It simply means that the unfair expectations that society puts on boys and men are toxic. Just like society believes women to be submissive and dainty, men are often told to be tough, physically and emotionally. Now, being tough isn't inherently a bad thing, but anything that is taken too far can become harmful. This pressure directly impacts the mental health of boys and men. Research suggests that socialization practices that teach boys from an early age to be self-reliant, strong, and to minimize and manage their own problems on their own yield adult men who are less willing to seek mental health treatment, a study by the American Psychological Association stated. Fewer men seek treatment, like therapy, to avoid looking weak, and as a result of this, studies show that they are 4 times more likely than women to die of suicide worldwide, the APA article said. According to the APA, men are less likely to be diagnosed with internalizing disorders such as depression, in part because internalizing disorders do not conform to traditional gender role stereotypes about men's emotionality. To many, it may seem like this idea of toxic masculinity is no longer as relevant as it was 10 years ago. More men are wearing makeup, painting their nails, and dressing in clothes once deemed feminine. Even the shaving brand Gillette recently put out a commercial that shows men correcting other men's sexist behaviors. As a society, we have made leaps and bounds, but we're still far from where we need to be. I would agree with you that men are starting to become more aware of their emotions and fashion and all that stuff, but I definitely think, especially like you said, we see a lot of gender identity confusion, AP Psychology teacher John Petter said. Stereotypes don't allow them to be comfortable being a male and being emotional, which can obviously make you want to mask your identity. This is going to create a conflict within yourself, self-confidence issues, low self-esteem. I see it all the time. Men think they have to be aggressive and athletic, Petter said. The older generation, I think, still adheres to it, so if someone has a very toxic masculine father, that really puts a lot of pressure on them to embody those stereotypes, and when they don't, that is going to create attachment issues, emotional issues, depression, identity issues, perhaps sexual confusion. There are a lot of mental health issues that come up anytime you try to put a child into a box they aren't meant to be in, Petter said.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. Music is Poppers and Prosecco by Kevin McLeod on Incompetech.com. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.org for our website. Views expressed by this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the students, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.